All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Okay, I'm recording now then.
All right, just say a word so I can sync them up.
Seven.
Say seven's not a good one. or just do like a clap or something like that. Do you know what I mean? It needs to be like a sharp.
Okay, I'm going to go like, boom.
All right, I do. Cool. Yeah, thanks for jumping on like early. What are we, like 45 minutes early? I've had to cook today, Dave.
Oh, I do the cooking most nights. I've been alone all week.
Oh, do you? No. Yeah. I don't ever cook. Mainly because I used to be able to cook, right? I used to cook all the time. But then, well, Lady Andy, she cannot clean up the kitchen to save her life. Like the bottoms of plates. Oh, but back in the old house, we used to not have a dishwasher. We've got a dishwasher now, so not so bad. But the old house, like, would never clean up the bottom of a plate and shit. So we'd get a new plate out, and it'd be fucking rice stuck to it or some shit. You know what I mean? We're like, fuck this. So whoever cooks, the other one cleans, basically. That's what I'm getting at. So for ages, I've done all the cleaning, she's done all the cooking, and I'll cook randomly. And there's a few meals that I'll cook, like I can do like some like good pastas and stuff like that. Like I can do a proper traditional carbonara and things like that, That's cool, fine, nice and easy, whatever. But tonight, I don't even know what it is I've cooked. I don't know what I've put together. I've got like chicken, rice, kale, coconut milk, some stock, some peppers. I've had to use Chinese five spice.
Ooh.
Soy, sugar. Load. I don't even know what it is. It all goes on like in one big pot thing. And
does it taste nice? Have you tried it?
Well, no, it's cooking now. So that's what I'm saying. Come on early. Record some bits now. And then when my alarm goes off, which is, don't know, I think it's maybe at 10 past seven.
Okay.
I've got to go down, take the foil off, goes back in for another 20 minutes. Madness, mate. It's the benefits of not doing a live episode.
Yeah. You can just crack on with life in between.
What are you cooking? What have you cooked?
I had a sausage salad. I like sausages. I like salad. I put them together.
Sounds like a gay orgy.
Coming in for this sausage salad, lad. What the fuck? If someone invited me round the house for a sausage salad, I would definitely say no.
Toss my salad.
It's a thing you can only do by yourself, your own sausage salad.
You can't, no, you need it with yourself and six of your closest male friends.
It's a male friend. Invite Discord members for a sausage salad.
Oh, fuck. So, go on, tell me, what the fuck is a sausage salad? What is this? Is
I just make like a normal salad, you know, like, yeah, it's pretty much just, and then I have, I cook up like six sausages and chop them into small bits of sausage and put them in the salad. It's just like having a meaty salad.
Who is it that I see a lot? I think it might be Poet Simon the Poet. On he follows us on Twitter, he's in his Discord stuff. I'm pretty sure it's him. He posts things that he cooks all the time. I might not even be, I can't remember, but he cooks like some fucking, or whoever it is, I'm pretty sure it's him. I'll check in a sec, but he cooks some like wicked stuff all the time. I'm thinking, fuck man, it's awesome. I just get like, I get lost with cooking. Like I like to enjoy it when I cook. Maybe like have a glass of red wine and I'll take fucking 3 hours to like cook the simplest thing it should take. Like, you know what I mean? I'll just do all the prep really slowly and whatever. And Lady Andy's just like, bang, 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 done. Oven, whack it, done.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, hey, yeah, fuck you. I want to cook, cook.
Fuck you, you're cleaning a bitch.
You eat. Yeah, crazy. The
Sarah, how do I... Have we defined how I refer to my other half?
You've called her many things on the show before. You've called her the ball and chain. You've called her your better half. So, you know, we're balancing it out.
Well, we'll go with... The old ball and chain. The old ball and chain.
Okay, I thought you'd go that way, but yeah, cool.
Yeah, the old ball and chain. She's a great cook. She's an excellent cook. She is a South African. She is a great cook. I am a preparer. I more just prepare stuff. Like, I can do a good braai barbecue for anybody in England. I can cook the meat very easily, but she's the one that does all the seasoning. She's the one that gets all the salads ready. She's the one that does all the couscousy stuff, you know, all the skewers, gets them all prepared. And she loves it. Genuinely, if I try and get involved in that, she's going to strangle me, like, to death. It's like, it's her thing. I always said to her, I don't know why she wasn't a chef, but she says, oh, sometimes when you do your love as a job, you ruin it for yourself. So I don't ever want to be a chef. I was like, okay, I can't argue with that logic.
Oh, man. I wanted to be a chef when I was growing up. Well, I must have been about 6 or something. And I said to my granddad, oh, yeah, this is what I want to do when I grow up. And all he did was like, well, it's very hard work. You have to do X, Y, Z, and you have to do years and years of training. And when you're like 6 years old, knowing that you can't just go in and be a chef and you'll have to do all that training, that it just put me off completely. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. Oh, fine, I'll do something else. Ever since then, I've never known what I wanted to do when I grow up. So he should have just said, well, that's brilliant, Andy, or Andrew, or whatever. That's brilliant. Oh, yeah, that would be really good. You get to do all cooking and, you know, set your goals high. But no, you had to fucking be a realist with me, just fucking make me be a man at six.
Yeah, well, I've genuinely done it, the thing that I always wanted to do as a career.
OnlyFans wasn't out when we were at school.
That's what you think.
Anybody
used to come at me with anything to do with the army, didn't they? Literally, like, random people just knew that I was always going to join the army. I had no choice.
That's because you always walked around with your fucking shirt tucked in and like a World War II history, the full history as written by Winston Churchill, a book under your arm.
Yeah, pretty much, man. I used to rented a new book from the library to do with like World War II, like every day. You will study our past, young Padawan, and you will know your future.
The art of war.
Yes. And then I watched War of the Worlds, and it was about things in the future, and I was like, fuck that! Fuck you, Tom Cruise!
Well, this is like 2 episodes in a row that we've spoken about War of the Worlds.
Was it?
Yeah, because Right, actually, it was the episode that we... So, it was the last episode, yes, but we have recorded one in between then. But episode 84, the one we had with Golden Rex, which was last week's episode, we mentioned War of the Worlds on that as well, because I listened to it this morning as a last sensor check to make sure didn't leave any things that I wanted to cut out. I ended up cutting about half an hour out of that episode.
Did you?
Yeah, because we just... There was a lot of dead space? No, it wasn't. We were just talking about shit for ages and ages. I was thinking, this isn't even funny. It's a bit boring. Cut it out.
I enjoyed the episode. It was an eye-opener.
It was definitely different and definitely had a different viewpoint to what I expected, I think. We'll go with that.
Yeah, snap. But we like to get a 360 scope of the game.
Yeah, 360, no scope.
Yeah, boom.
Dolphin diving bastard. Right, before we do anything else, let's do a little plug-a-rooney.
Okay, let's go. You can catch us on these nerds, Spotify, Audible, and all of the greatest podcasting platforms and forums, and we do sort of trickle out on YouTube, but we don't. So you can catch us on.
Guys aren't going to hear this because I'm going to cut it out.
That was a good one.
There was about 3 seconds of just pure silence.
Yeah, then just and we don't.
We don't.
You failed. Spotify is our main one, guys. If you want to listen to us, please catch us mainly on the Spotify, but we are out on all the other platforms if you do not listen to Spotify and have only the other platforms that are on it. Anything to do with podcasts, on it, Pocket Wanks, all the best.
Are you still doing your plugs on like Facebook and shit like that?
Yeah, boy.
When's the last time you did a plug?
2.5 weeks ago. I try and do it in... I don't spam. I'm not a spammer. Because I'm on Facebook a little bit when I'm at work. So I see other people spamming their channels and it's cringy.
Yeah.
So I don't try and overdo it.
All right. Well, when we have our interviews, right, you should do this. Like, because I make an extra like advert for the interview. Use that image and go, hey, check out this episode. We interviewed Boydie.
Boydie was the last one I did plug, actually. That one. That picture and that, yeah.
Well, then, Andy, go fuck yourself.
I do take advantage of your stuff. And yeah, Andy, go fuck yourself. And if you...
Hey, buddy.
I know you're a guy, buddy.
I'm just going to ask Google how much long I've got left on my timer. Hey, Google, how long left on my timer?
Fuck you, you little prick. Oh, Jesus, that's terrible.
It didn't actually do anything. It just started a new timer. That is...
Oh, it started a new timer?
Hey, Google, how much longer left on my timer? 6 minutes and 43 seconds, apparently.
Brother, I've just been reliving memes. I've been wiring up instrumentation in the vehicle I'm testing, and it 140 sensors, so 140 cables, and routing them all out of a certain small hole that we've drilled in the hull of the vehicle. And we've just been memeing each other the whole day, me and this other engineer that have been working on it. It was so funny, man. Just all the old memes coming out, like, what are those? Or, damn, Daniel.
Oh, my God, that's super old.
Yeah, we were going, oh, we'd destroyed all the new ones. Okay, let's go gets absolutely rinsed at any job. Like, right, new cable. Okay, let's go. We had 140 cables. So, 140. feels like a marathon.
I miss the level of meme when... Chocolate rain was a thing.
Chocolate rain.
Yeah, and do you remember the chicken guy? The chicken drumsticks guy? I used to put like a code into Google and it would be like a 12-digit number. And then I'm feeling lucky and it would just be like, I'm going to have to find it, dude. I'm going to have to find it and I'm going to post it into Discord.
I think the original meme, wasn't it? Badger.
A mushroom.
Mushroom, snake. That's the original one, I think. But what makes a meme and what doesn't make a meme always perplexes me.
Just, don't know. Just the magic of the internet, mate.
My thing is, you know that Brother one that's very popular at the moment? Like, someone had had to have... I watched the original video where that's come from. Someone had to have watched that video, and it's kind of, like, well, creepy, the video. The original one.
Okay.
Yeah. Someone had to watch that video. It's just like... So, some of the other ones, can I pet that dog? They're less, like, sinister.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, now we've completely gone way off track from going off track again... We've got like an off-track inception.
Yeah.
Shall we do this? Shall we do it? Shall we fucking do it, Dave?
Okay, I'll do it live.
I'll
do it live. I'll do it live.
Let's do it live.
Okay.
Welcome to episode 85. We have a fan favourite right now. We got a communicator, a fucking bastard. I was on a roll then, wasn't I?
You were doing something. Come on, it was a stroke.
I need to learn to not have a stroke whilst I'm doing the podcast.
Drops.
I was having a little Tommy Tank.
Drops.
Right, this fucking... Right, listen, boys and girls, I'll be the worst children's entertainer. I'll be like, sit the fuck down! Listen here, you pricks! We've got fucking Community Chronicles to read out to you! You fucking like it or lump it! Episode 85!
Be like, pull a stool up and listen to Community Chronicles, you sons of bitches.
Hey guys, Sour here.
Hey guys, Friendly here.
This is Community Chronicles Part 3. This is the third episode that we've dedicated to Community Chronicles because you keep posting them. I know we told you to keep posting them. You have not let us down. We've got lots to get through. We are not going to get through all of them because there's actually fucking tons. So we will do our best, shan't we, Dave?
We will definitely do our best.
How good that actually turns out to be is yet to be known.
Some of this is probably down to my illiteracy. But most of it's down to your fucking illiteracy.
What?
Not you personally, not you, Andy, them. They're fucking...
Oi, don't stop. Don't you leave them alone. They're our listeners.
Are they? Are they now?
Don't Don't start picking on them. Sorry, guys.
I'm not picking on them. What I'm doing is, please, you know, I can't read well. So reading bad things, I can't read them well. No. So it gets even worse.
Here's a new rule for when you're writing Community Chronicles. You are only allowed to use a maximum of 5 letters per word because Dave really struggles anything after that, all right?
2 sentences. No, okay.
Four words per sentence.
Yeah, 4 words.
Maximum
per
5 letters per word.
Wonder what they would be like. I spawned in. I died. I died again.
Just remember to put like how many hours you've got in DayZ and things like that. And how you're like, I think someone did do that somewhere.
Everyone's YouTube videos have them in.
John Drinks put one in. Who's going first? You going first?
I'll go first.
Have you picked one?
Yeah.
Don't pick your nose.
I'm going for Watermelon.
Watermelon.
5722.
Also, two-parter.
Yeah, I know.
I like it. It's meaty.
Right, I'm going to start here. I'm going to start. Let me clear the throat.
Get all the jizz out.
All right, it's out. It's out. Hey, Dave and Andy. This story takes place on the new Karma Crew server on Xbox.
Oh.
Brother. So there I was, sitting inside my humble little base in the western forests of Chinaris. I have my radio on, and every once in a while I speak into it. Hello. Hello. When what do you know? Someone replies. You never guess what they said, Andy.
Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to get some sleep. Will you fucking turn the radio off? Please. I've got a 6-month-old baby and all I can hear is you saying hello. Hello on the radio. I haven't slept in 3 days. My wife's left me. I can't fucking eat anymore. I haven't had a bowel movement.
No, nothing like that are in the speech marks. Do you know what it was? Okay. Do you know what it is? It's...
Go for it.
Hello.
Oh, okay, makes sense.
So I reply, freaking what up, dude?
What up, dude?
What up, dude? It's early. We're on the South Coast Mall, bro. From there, we talk and share in our delight and shock that someone actually answered and was conversing on the radio. He was apparently all the way up at Tissy, and I was quite a far distance away from him. We were impressed with the range of these things. What is the range of the radios?
I think it might be like 5K.
Wow.
I'm not sure. But I think it's 5K.
So how big's Chinaris?
80.
No. 80K, isn't it?
Nah, it must be more than that, right?
It's got to be more than that, because he said he's some distance away from him.
Right, radio range, Daisy. 5K.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah. See? Okay. Just come to me. Come to me next time, all right? I know you did this time, but...
You need to edit the tapping of the keys on Google. You bitch. Right. Anyways, I immediately invited him to my base, and he obligated.
He obliged.
Why did I say obligated?
You're a fucking idiot.
That is true. He obliged. On the way, I learned his name as Jack.
Oh, Captain Jack.
I had to do that. And I said, you never guess what he said.
I don't fucking care what your name is, Jack. Listen here.
I don't care what your fucking name is. You could be fucking Hugh Jackman for all I fucking care.
This whole episode is good because I can see how far we're into this story. This whole episode is just going to be this one Community Chronicle.
And he said, I'm Malone.
I'm Malone. By the way. What? You're alone? I'm not. I'm Malone.
I'm alone. No. We're with each other at the moment. No, I'm Malone. No, you're not alone. You're with me. You've got friends. On his travels, we talked. At one point, he found a stash under a tree. Mm. But as he was moving the barrel, he got shot at and ran. That's a fair one. You are very slow when you got a barrel in your hand.
Yeah, easy target.
The guy must have been a potato shot because Jack was walking with a barrel in his hands. Yeah, like we said, you're real slow with a barrel, aren't you?
Yep.
So Jack finally made it to my base and I welcomed him in and offered him friendship. He reciprocated.
Oh, 69. This guy just, why is that the first thing I thought of?
I don't know, but I also thought, did this guy eat a fucking dictionary? Obliged, reciprocated. These are all fucking... They're not big words.
Like they're more than five letters, mate. So well done, you.
Yeah, well done, GG. After stashing some stuff, we heard a heli not too far away, south of us, and we obviously went for it. It was right next to Zvir. We checked the perimeter and took out the Zeds and looted the heli, which had absolutely jack shit.
Bastards, man.
So we ran away.
Fair enough.
We then headed back to base so Jack could bury his dry bags in the area.
Cool.
Part two.
Part two. Last time on Malone.
Quick recap. No joking. While I was inside, Jack. What?
What? Now, look, guys, this is why fucking. Right, like, censor check your own post. Use fucking grammar, all right? Use commas, punctuation. Malone, I'm really sorry, mate, but you put, while I was inside Jack. Okay? What he means to say is, while I was inside, comma, Jack heard a bear.
Because I read like a five-year-old. I don't see the word after it. I read one word by word. So I just see, while I was inside Jack, and I've stopped looking now. So that's all I've done.
Right.
Guilty by association.
And whilst he was inside Jack, Jack heard a bear.
Jack heard a bear. Oh, no. I broke back. And he's like, oh, I heard a bear.
Maybe he was the bear. Maybe Jack's the twink, you know?
Maybe, yeah. Fuck's sake.
It's not I'm Malone, it's I'm a top. That's what it is. That's a gay joke for you guys out there.
That's a gay joke. I need 5 minutes. I'm fucking crying.
Five minutes because he's horny.
Fucking harder than the oak wood. Right. Sort yourself out. Oh, no way. Stop it. Stop looking at that bit in the sentence. Oh, abs are hurting. Balls are sweaty. Right. While he was inside Jack, he heard a bear.
Yep.
I mentioned they were good base defenders and we should kill it for some food. So I grabbed the AK-101 and I joined him outside. How can it defend your base when it's dead?
Well, no, because you changed a word there. So
what word did I change?
You said, right, so he actually says, I mentioned they were good base defenders, but we should kill it for some food.
Oh, there's a butt there. I thought the butt was at the start of that sentence. I mentioned they were good base defenders, but we should kill it for some food. So I grabbed the AK-101 and I joined him outside. I scurried up the hill to where he was and we took aim together at the giant, fierce grizzly. He counted down 3, 2. And right before he said 1, I noticed the second grizzly behind. I yelled, there's 2. But we had already committed and started obviously tearing the flesh off the first grizzly with our shooters as it charged us in... Oh, I can't say that word.
Futility?
In futility. What does that mean?
It charged at them, but it was never going to win. Do you know what I mean? Like, charging at them, but it doesn't matter.
But we were not prepared for the second bear. Jack's gun jammed and my mag was empty. So this grizzly saw what we did to his brother and started going at me. He mauled me good, but I stayed on my feet like a champ and I pulled out my Vakir and I was able to neutralize the target. Enemy UAV ready, sir. By the way, the Vakir rips.
Yeah, it does. I really enjoy that guy.
That wasn't me. That was Malone giving everyone a tip.
FYI, BTW, the Vakir RIPs.
Yeah, don't steal our Thunder Malone.
Thunder Malone.
Thunder Malone. Warner Malone.
Home Malone.
Fucking hell. That was my first time using it, and damn, the thing goes brrrr, skibbid up, bup, 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 bup. Well, Jack and me cut up the bears. Mine yielded no meat. Jack said it was badly damaged knife.
I think that's a myth, and which is an episode that we want to do actually in the future, is debunk some myths. But I'm pretty sure the quality of your knife is actually a myth.
I believe so. We will check it out and we'll have to have a look at a Wobo or two.
And we went back to the pace.
We went back to the base.
Yeah. I said pace, like, what? I'm just pacing things out now.
Just flipped that letter upside down for no reason.
Yeah, literally just flipped it in the weirdest way. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, weird. And we went back to the base and called it a night. That, my friend Liz, is my Karma Cruise story for today.
Well, that's sick. So that's on Xbox. That's a community server on Xbox, on console, that we've always said is so much harder to get that interaction. Receding Man has said so many times that that server is breeding, is absolutely pushing community interactions with each other in the game. And that kind of story is fucking wicked. That just, you know, it's quite a simple story. There wasn't any PvP involved. There was a little bit getting shot at. It's a fight against two bears, two people met on the radio. That's what it's about, man. Those kind of DayZ adventures. So basic, but they're the ones you're going to remember, man.
One bear, easy-ish, if you've got the right weapon. Two bears, fuck. Well done, Malone, actually. Inviting an absolute stranger into your base, though. That's a ballsy move.
How many hours? Because he didn't put how many hours he's got, so how many hours should we say he's got?
Ooh, roughly. He's got trust in people, but he knows how to build a base.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. And I think this was shortly after. This wasn't long after the server actually went live, so he must have had a little bit of knowledge. I'm going to say that's Malone on Xbox console, and he has 430 hours.
Oh, that's very precise. I'm going to do that. I'm going to go 431.
Oh, you're going to do that because Malone's going to report back and say, actually, Dave was closest.
Yeah, well, actually, to be fair, I'm playing it like The Price is Right.
You can get the closest, but not a penny over.
Yeah.
Friendly! Right, I might actually do... I'm not undecided on what one I should do. Should I do a long one or a short one? I appreciate your... No, I'm going to do a short one because your one was super long.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Now, do I do the one from Marine8017? Although he's been featured in Community Chronicles before. I'm going to do Tedric the Third. Or Mitch Wagwan.
Tedric. Do Tedric's.
Yeah?
Leave something as simple as Mitch for me then.
All right. Just a simple creature. Mm. Right. This is from Tedric the Third. All right. Whilst I'm here, I wanted to post this one. I've been working on convincing a friend of mine to try and play DayZ. Let's call him Pat. I mean, if that's not actually his name, what a weird name to pick. Don't you think?
Yeah. One of my dogs was farted. It stinks.
Oh, okay. Well, let's call him Pat.
Hello, Pat.
I used to play a little COD with him, but since I've been playing DayZ, I've been playing little else. I helped him make a low-key PC for his music recording. I helped him make a low-key PC that would run it. His first game in, we happened to be favouring the mouse at the time. Fucking hell. Imagine your first time experiencing DayZ was on the mouse. Oof.
If you can nail the mouse, everything else will be easy for you.
I've just read his next sentence. He's put it in brackets. Whilst, in hindsight, this is clearly a mistake. But at the time, it was barely registered. Okay, well, there we go. So, hindsight is 2020. We were also, at the time, favouring modded maps. So, after an hour or so of trying to get him to survive and find each other, we finally meet up. Pat is finding the slow grind to be a little difficult. Me and Pat and another running mate of mine who shall remain nameless. Do I actually keep him nameless because he's put his name here?
Yeah.
I'll call him Pat and Pot. I'll call him Pot.
Yeah?
Yeah. So he says, me and Pat were running with Pot and they had to get geared up. We had some gunshots by a nearby village. We found some weapons, and we headed towards them. A helicopter begins holding a pattern overhead, much to our surprise.
Helicopter!
Fucking knew you. I knew that was coming. I knew it. It was loud as fuck. Pat and I chase a hostile towards a small clock tower building. Shots are exchanged in the building. Pat leaves through the front door, only to be gunned down. Pat is dead. Pat is flat.
Pot is up. Pat is flat.
Over Steam chat, Pot is heard to triumphantly declare that he killed one. Wait, you can do voice chat in Steam?
There is a chat in Steam. Yeah, there is a chat in Steam.
I know there's a text chat. I didn't realise there was like a calling chat.
Is there a VoIP chat? Is there a VoIP in Steam?
Well, that's what he's saying. Over Steam, Pot is heard triumphantly declaring that he's killed one. Anyway, over the loud-ass heli noise. There was about 20 seconds of awkward silence as it sank in what Pot had done. Pat kept a brave face and played for another 5 minutes. We never met up again. In fact, he's never played DayZ again. And just to add icing to this particular cake, as the hostile got up inside and I chased him out, Pot also gunned me down, killing me instantly. The moral of the story is, comms is king, and also, hellies are fucking loud. So, yeah. Okay, we've all been there. We've all shot each other. We've all, fuck, you're wearing a different jacket. Oh, shit, you had a different backpack on. I didn't realise you were wearing that. I didn't realise that was you. You didn't tell me you were there.
Since we've nailed our comms down, we very rarely get into that kerfuffle at the moment. The last time I remember any kerfuffle was me shooting the Timberwolf in your hands.
That was ages ago now, I think.
Yeah.
That's got to be over a year ago.
We have a slight comms issue when we play in a larger group, but that's due down to someone's, well, I'd put it down to their exuberance. You know, like being really keen. Their keenness. Sometimes they're over keen.
We've been playing with Wes quite a bit recently, and I feel like the comms there's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Wes isn't over keen.
And do you know what's fucking brilliant? Wes just kills everyone. Like, he's really actually good at this game.
When he noticed that guy on Astara, when he's like, there's a guy on the rock next to me. And I'm right in front of him. I'm like, oh, hello. So I didn't see him at all. I was next to him.
So basically, Pot is a bastard and needs to keep an eye on where his team are and what they need to see. Or what they're wearing,
he's sorry. He's bragging now. Look at all the loots. And then his mate's like, yeah, I'm on the coast. That's my loot.
Oh, no, we're
fucker.
All dead.
But obviously, Pat is... We all have a Pat in our team, don't we?
What? Hang on. So do we? What, a newbie? Yeah.
Well, we either have someone that dies first and won't come back on to DayZ.
No, usually DEFCON dies first.
Yeah, there is someone else that dies first, and then
why don't you ever
out.
Say Mark's name?
Because it's hard.
Every episode, you're like, well, we've got someone in our group that likes to shove cucumbers up their bum. Just say it's Mark.
Mark does love to put cucumbers up his bum and does, like, sit-ups in a cucumber field. Squats.
No, what is it? Squats.
Yeah, squats in the cucumber field.
That's horrendous.
But, yeah, no, I don't want to outrightly call him out. He doesn't listen to us anymore anyway after we've...
He'll never binged. Know. Hey, look, Mark, I'll tell you what. Mark, if you listen to this episode, I'll give you a fiver. There we go. It's worth it. I know that he's not going to listen to it. You know that he's not going to listen to it. I'm going to happily spend that fiver on an ice cream.
Fucking, they're about a fiver.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm going to spend that fiver on a 99.
On a 99. How can they call it a 99 now? One was £1.20 when he fucking come around a couple of weeks ago. I said, how is it a 99? He just looked at me. Means no speak English. Like, what the fuck?
Anyway.
Friendly! Friendly!
The quarter pounder with cheese had many great things. Maple-flavored griddle cakes, is it one of them? McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Moving on to the next one.
Right, you'll go.
Let's move on to the next one. This one is for our avid listener, Mitch Wagwan Blad.
Okay. I wasn't expecting that.
weren't you?
I wasn't ready for it. Mitch Wagwan
Blad. I was raiding a base, all the gear stashed in a tree, and I ran around. I was planting C4 as a freshie, as it was a particularly difficult base raid, and I didn't want to lose everything if it was a failed plant attempt. I thought it'd be a good idea to unpin a grenade whilst planting the C4. So if I was killed through the toe peak whilst planting, if the defender attempted to steal the C4, the grenade would get them. Good idea, right?
Well, actually...
Wrong.
Well, yeah, I clearly this has gone wrong, otherwise it wouldn't be in our Community Chronicles.
But genuinely...
That actually sounds like... I'm here for it. That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, but did he actually put that? I haven't added this, like, podcaster's dramatic effect. It's actually written... Good idea, right? Question mark. Wrong. As I approached the front door, a bear came and charged me down, unconned me. The grenade went off. The "You Are Dead" screen popped up.
That is so unlucky. I reckon that would have actually been a really good plan. That's a really good contingency.
I'd love to have been an admin though. You might have seen a dead freshie with a grenade and then a fucking bear. Maybe the bear died to the grenade.
Maybe. I don't know whether it were a single grenade, but that's just that is unlucky, dude. That's how unlucky, man. Is that?
Wagwan blad, that was very unlucky.
When
I see Mitch's name, I always think of that guy, you know, Big Bumper Cut.
What the fuck?
The white guy where you're 0.01% Jamaican, he's a white guy doing like Rasta singing. Big Bumper Cut. That's what I get vibes from Mitch Wagwan.
Hey, man, do you want to be friends?
Who are you doing?
I am undecided. It's a medium-sized one by John Drinks.
Okay.
So he says he sent it in two parts. I'm hoping the second part is here. I think so. We'll find. Oh, yeah, it is. Wonderful.
Yeah.
So he's actually titled
Oh,
it.
What a wonderful day.
Okay. he's actually titled it Desertion, Despair, and Indiscriminate Revenge. On a Vanilla Plus Livonia PlayStation server.
Wow, that sounds like a YouTube intro. YouTube name.
So my story starts with the bog standard, let down by our duo partnership, Desertion. Now, the backlog of this was the night before myself. Myself and Blakey had heard a raid going off in Geralto. With it being too late, we agreed to leave it and check back on the damage the day after. So the next day, I log on, waiting for Blakey to join, only to be let down. Gutted, but that was not going to stop me from... That was not going to stop me. I am a machine, and I can handle this. I'll give Chris Carl a run for his money. I was telling myself, fully expecting to die. So off I go, all is... Great, Chris Carl is that American sniper, right?
Yeah, that's the American sniper.
So off I go, and all is going well until I turn a corner and bang, one player. Game on, I raise my SKS and unleash hell. I flank to my left to reload, unsure if I got him. I take a hit, confused. I double into the house and reload. All of a sudden, the reality sets in. I am heavily outnumbered, so I hold my position... I hit one with a shotgun as he comes in through the door, and I go to leg it, only to run directly into two others. We exchange with him blowing up in the process. Red screen, despair.
That's not what it says. It says, you are dead.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I've read that word for word.
Yeah, I know you were thinking that.
Fucking little piece of shit, you fucking have me going on. Deep breath. Back in, mentality changes. Screw it, everyone's getting it. You do get that, don't you? Like when you get fucking...
Oh, massively.
Like some, especially if you like betray some, or if you've been betrayed, right? Or killed as a freshie, the next thing you go and do is go and betray or kill as a freshie.
Yeah.
It's that horrible cycle, isn't it?
Yeah, you hear streamers as well say it. That's it, no friends today, no interactions, everyone's going to die.
Yeah.
So I went in blasting.
What is this? So I began the third chapter of our three-part story. Now, I can't remember the spawn point I started, only that I ended up in Nidec military, armed with an IJ and 10 rounds. Approaching the military from the eastern edge, I open the first L-shaped barracks, and it's rammed with 10-plus zombies. I stop and they turn, and I shit myself. I shut the door. But wait, hang on. My pulse started racing. Someone's getting it. I crept past, checking each of the windows in turn. Clear. On to the next, and midway down, there's a fully ghillied player kneeling down in a room. I see my moment and pounce, raising my IJ-70. Wait, IJ-70? Is it an IJ-70?
Must be.
Maybe it is. We called it an IJ or a Makarov for so long.
Yeah, it's called an IJ-70.
Well, fuck me, Dad. I raise my IJ-70, firing all 10 rounds into him. Like a virgin, finally getting some spirit. Oh, wait. Firing all 10 rounds at him like a virgin. Finally getting some spirit to check in on my kill. I'm over the body and bang. I'm cut and the edge of my screen has a red splat. Shit, he has a friend. And that friend has a shotgun. Dumbstruck that he missed. And being brave, I legged it into the next building. I took the moment, bandaged quickly, and went primal. Fuck it. The shovel came out and sharp side to the enemy. I'm ready. I pull my big boy pants on and I charge. What the actual fuck? He left? He isn't here. In fact, he's nowhere. I checked the whole place. The player has bolted. So I got one kill in the bag, a new shotgun, some bits of gear. Result. We move on. Now, it's starting to get dark. It's been thunder and lightning. It might still have been, but I can't remember. I've moved south of Lapina, small military compound. And I'm at the wooden garage. Garage? Garage? Fucking, what the fuck's that?
Garage.
Garage. I'm at the wooden garage. When I notice a glowing from within the barrack. That is a glow stick, I think to myself.
Oh, I thought it was...
the inner Freddy comes out. Oh, okay, the inner Freddy comes out and I pull out my shotgun. Kindly donated to me by Mr. Gilly. And proceed with proven tactics, checking each room from the outside. When I see two players cooking a meal, hidden away and trying to stay warm. So I do the unfriendliest thing possible. I raise my shotgun. Oh, okay. I just read, I raise my shotgun and I blow the guy. I raise my shotgun and I blow the guy watching the door's head off. Pump in my shotgun. The window stops me aiming and the bloke doesn't know what's happening. I step back and I take the shot. Missed. Shit. But hang on. This bloke has just laid down. What's happening? He must have been new and thought he was getting sniped. Am I killing new players now? Is that what I do? Well, I pull my trusty IJ-70. It's IJ-70, see? Got it. And I shoot him in the back of the head. I run in and rob all their shit. It's a daisy rite of passage. I run off into the night, fully content, giggling, knowing that I've potentially ruined four people's nights. Daisy, what a game. Me, what a bastard. I mean, yeah, I can't believe I just read that out on Friendlier Daisy podcast.
Yeah, that was very unfriendly. That was very unfriendly.
I mean, we all have runs like that, right? We get, like I said, we get fucked up and then we go, that's it, no friends, killing everyone. And it sounds like he did all right.
You like open every door and like, here's Johnny. No, like, you just want to kill everyone.
This story, actually, I've had a tip in my tips list for a little while and this story has prompted me to use it, so we're going to use that tip later today. Thanks for the story. Oh, I didn't read it out. He was one of the first people to put it in. John Drinks, 1,100 hours.
Yeah, 1,100 hours. And he's on PS.
PS 4 or 5.
That cannot be the tune that they pick.
Yeah, that's official. Friendly?
All right, we'll do Jabbert. Okay, cool.
The last Community Chronicles for this episode from...
Yeah, the last one. Jabbert... C.A.
From California, mate.
I was going to say it's Cali.
That was South American. What about... dude. Totally, dude. Surf up, man.
Surf up, man.
Rock and roll.
Zikron. Oh, wrong one.
No. This is the last one. Honestly, there's quite a few in our list that we've not read out. Just because yours hasn't been read out doesn't mean we won't read it out in the future, but... If you have a story, pop it in our Community Chronicles tab in our Discord.
Yeah, and then we could do another episode of listening to your tomfoolery and shittery.
Without further ado, here's the last one from Jabbert CA, man.
This is the story of my first time travelling up north. Still being quite new to the game at the time of this story, I would always try and keep myself out of trouble as much as possible. Mainly because almost everyone I was having interactions with would end up murdering me or trying to murder me.
Well, been there, sonny.
Oh yeah, preaching to the choir, boy. This one particular life, I was having a great run. I had spawned on the east side of Chinaris, and for the first time had made it to the airfield, which I looted only the tents because I was just too nervous to get shot venturing too far into the airfield. With having some decent weaponry now and a backpack full of building supplies, I decided that I was ready to try and build a stash/base. Somewhere. My plan was to build far west in the forests above the ski resort. That's a good place, isn't it?
I mean, it is.
Hard to get to if you die.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
In bear territory there as well, man. You could spawn in a fucking bear, like, be glitching through your base and then one swipe, you're dead. I don't think that really... But yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're dead. It's going to take you at least an hour to get back to your base.
Yeah, 100%. That's mad. But it's a good location if you just go out and come back in and nothing happens.
Yep, if it's maybe quite a low-pop server or something like that and you're just looking for survival, perfect.
Yeah. Traversing land with gear fear in full effect, I reached the area above the ski resort where I could start trying to find the perfect spot. He needed Sheldon Cooper with him. That's when I heard it. The snarl. The roar of a bear.
For fuck's sake, how have you got not all of far the bear from me. Stories
what
today?
What the fuck?
This is the fucking third bear story that you've had today.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting all the bear stories. Bear stories, blad. Me and Mitch Wagwa know exactly what the ting is.
Fuck's sake. Right, go on, then. Come on. Snarl of a bear. Not far from me.
I had never encountered a bear before in the game. Only know the stories from other players. I thought for sure I was going to die in the mountains and this run would be all for nothing. I initially ran as fast as I could, but the weight of my loot and my stamina was very limited. I pulled out my newly acquired M4 with only 20 rounds and I started fire upon the bear. It didn't seem to faze him as the bear crashed right into me, knocking me unconscious. Thankfully, I had not died and immediately I thought I will surely be dead after the lights turn back on. It took a while, but I was regaining consciousness. And when I did, I was completely blown away by what just happened. First thing I saw was the bear lying dead close by. I was baffled that I heard a voice. Hey, I got him for you.
Oh my God, that's actually brilliant voice acting. Carry on. You know, carry on.
Followed by, do you need a splint?
I think you've missed your calling, Dave. This is
great. I'm good with accents. Here I was absolutely dead to rights, and this fellow survivor happened to be in the area and took the bear out the moment after it had knocked me to kingdom come. Incredible luck.
Where did that come from?
Oh dear.
What it says, what it really says, is after it knocked me in the middle of nowhere, you.
The kingdom come. Same thing. We don't know where kingdom come.
This is one of the best written community chronicles we've had.
If I can read it, it's fucking epic.
You just fucking. Okay. Right, anyway, carry on.
Yeah, my guardian angel was named Frank. He was a fully geared survivor who come from Tissy looking for the bear to hunt for food. And he came upon a bear just as it chased me down. He helped me get back to my feet. We ate some bear steak and he went on his way. I built my base /dash later at night and I was amazed at what took place. Here I am, avoiding every interaction because everyone was trying to kill me, and this man saves me at my most vulnerable point. No other game has stories and adventures like this. Thank you, Frank. Mwah. No, he didn't put a kiss on
there. He absolutely did. He edited it afterwards. He didn't want us to see it, but we saw it. We saw it, Jabba. Yeah. Dude, do you know what? That is a great story to end on because... that is exactly why we play this game.
Well, it's not called the Bear Chronicles. I've had fucking three bear stories.
It is. Well, it's the Care Bears. This is the 18
plus
version. Oh,
that story could
bears.
Be called Care Bear. Like, because he got cared by the guy who killed the bear.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. For every five portrayals you have, you find someone who just blows you away and... Not in the literal sense, but
blows it right off.
In the good sense, give you go for an adventure, or he'll help you out, or something like that. So, and that's what we chase. They're the
interactions we want.
Absolutely, man. So, let's guess his hours at this time. He said he's fairly new. It's his first time traveling north.
17.5. Please.
I was going to say like 110, maybe less.
I still wouldn't like to change my answer.
Yeah, I think maybe less, actually. I'm going to go 70.
Ooh, 17 and 17.
Yeah, yeah.
Fair play. Yeah, he's got low hours, but he's now got something that people actually don't get for a long time. He's had a great interaction with a guy that saved his life.
Yeah, thank you, Frank.
Yeah, fair play.
Mwah.
Thank you, Frank. Kiss.
Mwah.
XOXO.
All right, Dave. Video of the week, my son.
Video of the week. I had a video of the week in mind, like just a normal one from a larger streamer. But why
where have you gone?
Come...
Why are you so quiet?
Sorry, I leant back.
Come back,
sorry.
Dave. Come back. Stay away from the line. Don't go towards the line.
I watch YouTube videos when I'm at work. I'll be watching when I'm at home. So normally one of the top streamers normally wins video of the week a good 7 times out of 10. But this one was from one of the guys who has posted in our Chronicles, was mentioned today in a Chronicle, and he's done a Daisy new map tour of Anastara.
Mm.
Full spoiler. So it's a map tour of Anastara. The guy is Tedric the Third, but his YouTube name is The Continuing Adventures of Tedric and Trev. Or we like to call it Tedric and Pot.
Oh, of course. Oh, no, wait. No, now people are going to know that Pot was Trev all along.
Nah, they're not going to know.
They won't know.
No, they won't.
Nah, fair enough. All right.
They will never get this.
Nah.
Okay, so this is Tedric's Anastara video, and it's actually very good. It does got a nice little map tour of the map, so you will know what to do when you go on there, so you don't go on there completely... unawares. If you're not into that, then obviously don't watch the video. But if you're into it and or you've played the map and you just want to know a little bit more about it, then
be warned, there are spoilers because there are a few secrets on this map. We played it.
Yeah, there's a lore on this map. Yeah, we did. It was very enjoyable.
It looks really nice. Like the design of it is really good. There's not really, from what we saw at least, not very like large open spaces or anything like that. Feels like quite a small map. But everything's like just designed really nicely. It feels lived in almost, do you know what I mean?
It's well, I like to say it's like, well, things are well placed. I like a good, I like a well placed. That's what I used to like about Karma Crew. Some of the Karma Crew updates are just well placed. They make a map better. This map, obviously a new map. So, you know, the guy had a free reign to place things where he wanted. He's done very well.
Well, Tedric, I feel like I will watch your video after I've played Anastara a little bit more. Maybe I'll watch like the first half of it and wait for the spoilers to come, and then I'll go, right, that's it, I'll pause it. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to ruin it.
That's true. But you know what? The thumbnail looks good, you know, with the name Anastara and stuff like that. He's got a little Daisy symbol at the bottom. Yeah, so if you search for him, you can search Tedric the Third, just put space Daisy, and it will come up with Tedric's YouTube.
And we'll also add it into our Discord list, which, Dave, you were given.
I haven't updated it yet.
You haven't updated it since I last updated it.
I'll update it when there's loads to go in it. I don't want to do it like one after one. Do you know what I mean? I'll do it in a big.
Well, that's how I did it, and that is what people didn't like. They wanted them updated, so that's why I gave you the job.
No, they don't care. They've all told me on private messages. They don't care.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No. It's just one less thing for you to worry about. Don't worry. I'll get it done.
Right. All right. Brilliant. I will be giving that one a go.
Giving that one a blow.
Friendly. Right. Ready for just tip.
I'm always ready for your what?
Drop your kicks and squeeze my nip. Here I come with just the tip.
Your nip. These get worse and worse every week. I love it.
They do, don't they?
And I'm the creepy one,
I think I might be sexually frustrated.
I need to go find that knot in the fence.
Oh. Next door's dog is really friendly. Okay, right. That's probably a line too far. Yeah, that's gross, isn't it? I said earlier that this story reminded me of a tip that I had. And the tip that I have is called window shopping. So who was it? It wasn't Jabbert, was it? It was John Drinks. John Drinks was saying that he was going outside the barracks, running outside and looking through the windows to see if he could see anybody in there. One of my tips that I do when we're looting, especially if I don't want to spend too long in an area or anything like that, or if I don't want to just run into every house, look around, nothing there, same over and over and over and over again, window shop. Look through the windows. You can run past the house, looking outside into the windows, into the room, to see whether there's that thing that you want. If you're not that interested or looking for anything specific, you might miss something, of course. But you can learn the houses that you can do it with. Like, for instance, there's that, you know, that yellow grandma's house that has that one room in there in a corridor? It's got like a table in it and like a little cooking area or whatever. That's just one big room. Mm-hmm. So you can look through any of those windows and see all of the loot that's in there without having to go in through two doors, potentially run into someone in there. Just blip, done. Much quicker. Some places you can't do
that. House doesn't have a bed.
No, it doesn't. It's just a fucking, it's just a man
this
pad.
This is a communal thing, yeah.
It's not, it's a bachelor pad.
They just sleep on the sofa.
Yeah, there used to be a TV and Xbox in there, beer fridge, but all got raided, man. But window shopping, where you can, just find those buildings that you can just look through the window and loot them. You haven't got to go in and waste more time than you might need to. Very useful if you are in a rush.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Oi!
Well, that's another Community Chronicles done, and in fact, that was extremely bearing.
Bearing? You said laborious.
Laborious. It wasn't laborious. And it wasn't boring either. No, it was excellent. It was bloody excellent. Some of your guys' interactions are perfect. Like, absolutely. That is sum up while we all play DayZ.
Exactly. And I really like that we've had a couple of people that are new to DayZ that have put in stories, or the stories happened when they were new. And also, these interactions that we're getting on console, that is something that we've always kind of I'm not gonna lie, we've slated it on console. So to see that it's actually happening is great. Good enough to shout about and tell other people, hey, this interaction was sick.
Yeah, when me and Andy played Xbox, interactions were like a 2 in 10 chance.
Yeah.
I don't remember many of them. I probably actually know them by name now, of three people that I ran with.
Yeah.
But you know, there's people saying now, people like Karma Crew servers are endorsing like being friendly and more interactions, and it's paying off, because you see, like, we've just had two Community Chronicles from people that played the, you know, console servers, one on PS, one on Xbox, and they're, you know, they're just promoting friendliness. Hey, friendly.
Yeah, it's great. I'm just here for it, dude. I'm here for it. And these stories are great. I don't care what story you put in for Community Chronicles next episode, but if there's a fucking bear in it, all right, it's not getting read out.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're bared out.
Yeah. Unless like they'll something magical
putting,
happens.
They'll start putting ones in about piggies now, won't they? They'll just do loads of boar stuff.
No, it's great. I reckon this is good. Every, I don't know, maybe like every 10 episodes. This is the Community Chronicles of the 80s, because we're at 85. Last one was in the 70s. I think the one before that was in the 60s. I reckon we should aim to do at least one of these fully dedicated episodes every decade of podcast episodes. Do you know what I mean? It's cool.
Yeah, and yeah, just keep flooding them in, because we'll backtrack, we'll backdate, we'll go back as far as we can. If we missed your one out on this one and it's been in that last segment, we'll still go back to it on, say, the next Community Chronicles, because it's still a great story that you've taken the time to put in our Discord, and we read them all. And even if yours doesn't get read out, me and Andy still giggle about them.
Yeah, right, well, we shall leave it there, I reckon, Dave, because I'm kind of itching to A, go get a drink, and then B, play some DayZ.
Roger that, let's go and play some armor.
Oh.
I'm only joking. But armor, we've had some fun on armor.
No.
Reforger. Yep.
No.
Yep.
Be good. Love you lots. Until next time.
Ciao for now.
I'm genuinely not playing armor tonight. I'm dating on nothing.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are
unique. Get more with Geico.